Hey, everybody, Leo Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild ride we call life. Ever feel like you're drowning in a sea of to-do lists, deadlines looming over you like hungry sharks? Yeah, I get it. We all know that feeling of staring at a task, knowing we should be doing it, but our brains decided to throw a spontaneous party instead. Welcome to Procrastination Central, folks. But listen up, because today's episode is all about taking back control and becoming the productivity powerhouse you were meant to be. We're diving into some killer strategies for managing procrastination and finally conquering those mountains of tasks. Trust me, this stuff works. I've been there, done that, got the slightly less crumpled to-do list as proof. First things first. Let's understand why we procrastinate. Is it laziness? Fear of failure? Just plain old boredom? Honestly, it's often a mix of all those things. Ever notice how our brains love to go for easy wins and instant gratification? That dopamine hit from scrolling through social media or binge-watching that show is far more appealing than the slightly delayed reward of finishing a project? But here's the kicker. By mastering procrastination, we unlock the power to actually enjoy the process, feel a sense of accomplishment, and level up our lives in ways we never thought possible. So how do we break free from this procrastination cycle? Number one, break down those big, scary tasks into bite-sized chunks. Think of it like leveling up in your favorite video game. Instead of staring at the daunting final boss, you focus on clearing each smaller level, gaining experience and confidence along the way. Number two, time boxing is your new best friend. This means scheduling specific time slots for certain tasks, just like you would schedule a meeting with a client. You'll be amazed how much more productive you become when there's a clear start and finish line in sight. Number three, create a dedicated workspace, even if it's just a corner of your living room. That screams productivity. Get rid of distractions, put on some epic music. I'm talking Mozart or Beyonce, whatever gets you in the zone, and let that focus flow. Number four, reward yourself. This isn't about indulging every time you finish a task. Think small victories. A quick coffee break, listening to your favorite song, taking a walk outside. These little rewards keep you motivated and reinforce those positive habits. And finally, number five, don't be afraid to ask for help. We're not all superheroes, folks. If you're struggling with a particular task or feeling overwhelmed, reach out to a friend, colleague, or mentor. Sometimes, just talking things through can make all the difference. Remember that time you were putting off cleaning your room and finally decided to tackle it? The sense of accomplishment was pretty awesome, right? That's what we're aiming for here, harnessing that feeling of, I did it, on a daily basis. Think about that last time you tackled something challenging but ultimately rewarding. Maybe it was finishing a project at work, finally learning to play that guitar riff, or even conquering that mountain of laundry. Remember the sense of accomplishment, the satisfaction of pushing past your comfort zone? That's what we want to cultivate, that feeling of mastery and control over our lives. And here's the thing. These strategies aren't just about getting stuff done. They're about changing your mindset. It's about approaching challenges with a sense of excitement and possibility, instead of dread and resistance. So, what are you waiting for? Put these tips into action today. Break down that daunting task. Set those time blocks. Reward yourself for progress. And don't be afraid to ask for support when you need it. You've got this. Remember, the world needs your unique talents and contributions. Don't let procrastination hold you back from achieving your full potential. We're in this together, folks, one productive step at a time. Until next time, keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.